Blog Talk Radio.
And all that I have, I give my all to you.
listening to Solar Records Radio. Of course, that's a jam right there. That is music from The Barge, All This Love. All This Love. And I think Wardell had to go in my stash on that one. I got my man Wardell here. Of course, it is Throwback Thursday. I call it Wardell's Afternoon Drive. I'm hosting for right now. And of course, he's down there in New Orleans doing what he do. Well, we got him on the line. What's up, Wardell? What's going on, man? Happy Thursday.
Hey, happy Throwback Thursday. How are you, my brother?
I'm good. How you been?
Oh, well, you know, I'm just great, man. You know, it's nice to be away from, I guess, the norm and, you know, just constantly looking for something else and what's going to happen next and how is it going to be. And, you know, and it's just really a blessing to be able to get away every once in a while. You know, and so here we are in New Orleans, which is beautiful and very different kinds of food and different types of people from all over the world that come to visit the great New Orleans and stuff. And I have some friends that actually live out here that are around here. So I plan on seeing them throughout, you know, the week and the weekend. And so, yeah, I'm good. And happy Father's Day to all the fathers. There's a lot of fathers that came out here for the Father's Day weekend. So it's going to be all good. We're going to have a good time.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Well, hey, enjoy yourself. Of course, we're going to have Wardell come in and out. He's doing his thing. He's just showing the video of a band, you know, performing. So he's down there enjoying the festivities, even though he says, I'm coming down here for business with my wife. And but, you know, it's all good, man. Go ahead.
Well, you know, it truly, well, you know, y'all know how it is, right? You know, especially those who are married or been in a relationship and your mate wants to, you know, constantly go
of
and
course.
Then you go, well, yeah, for me, I don't know, Don, but, you know, tell me how you feel. Like, my house is my castle, right? I have my home is where I just kind of build up my house so that I can enjoy it and stay there and hang out. And I don't miss doing anything or any, you know, going anywhere. I just enjoy being at home. But some people actually mm-hmm. enjoy going away and stuff. What about you?
You know, I do have that sense of, yes, this is my home, right? Home, you know, man's home is his castle, yada, yada. But every now and then, you just need a change of scenery. Whatever mood you're in, whatever situation that caused itself, whatever, to try to get you into that state of mind, at least a clear state of mind or at least self-care. I think self-care is a wonderful thing, and I don't want to get too deep. You know, because I'm not a licensed, you know, therapist or anything like that, but I do understand that, you know, our health is what's most important to me and just as far as our physical as well as our mental. So I think those changes of venues, the changes of scenery, getting out and, you know, eating food from different cultures, and I mean, you can do that at home, but being, you know, away, like when, you know, we go to Florida, you know, my wife and I, we're usually in Tampa for 2 weeks out of the year. I don't know if we're going to be there, you know, considering who they have as the governor, but it is what it is. But no, mm-hmm. I think it does, I think there's a sense of healing when it comes to, you know, just trying to get in a positive or at least a relaxing state of mind and doing what you do, man, to each his own, man. And I think that's wonderful, my opinion. I think the fact that, you know, you was in Texas and you had all these responsibilities with the chickens and the horses and all these things, playing Farmer John, you need to get away. And I think it's there. And I'm not trying to, you know, put words in your mouth, but I just think it's therapeutic for you. So, hey, enjoy it, man. You're in the Big Easy. Live the life. Laissez le bon temps rouler.
Oh, whoa. Look at you. Well, I want to make sure. Well, thank you for that. I did want to get your thoughts on it. And, you know, and I I appreciate your thoughts, and I'll think about that, you know, what you said a little bit more. I just want to say hello to all of our friends around the world. Much love to you guys. Thanks for tuning in to Solar Records Radio on Throwback Thursday. And, you know, I don't know if all the countries, different countries celebrate Father's Day and Mother's Day. Is that just an American thing? Or is that everywhere? Different countries that they adopt.
You know what?
That
that's a good question. I think, you know, other countries may do it, you know. I think, you know, but hey, you know, I understand, you know, 4th of July. People don't really, you know, celebrate 4th of July in Switzerland. So I get it.
Well, okay. So with that being said, I just want to say to the ones that do celebrate around the world,
yeah.
Happy Father's Day. Happy Father's
Happy
Day
Father's
to you
Day.
Guys.
Yeah.
You know,
going
you know,
into the
and
weekend
know,
of Father's Day.
Yeah. So Sunday is the actual Father's Day. But, you know, Mother's Day is second to Christmas of the most popular holidays. Do you know where Father's Day falls?
No, you're going to tell me. Go ahead.
19. What? I mean, even Halloween is before Father's Day. What is going on? What's wrong with this picture? What is the deal? The mothers get all the love. I mean, they're right next to Jesus.
Well, you know what? I will say this. I will say this. I understand where you're going on this. I think, you know, women, you know, we shower women with all these gifts for Mother's Day, taking her out, and fathers get a tie. I get that whole sentiment. But I think, you know, there are people who celebrate fathers. I think, you know, you had this girl dad movement where, you know, fathers who just had girls. My brother-in-law, you know, has two girls, and he's an attorney. But he spends time with them. One of them is a wonderful volleyball player. Another one plays basketball out this world. They're 13 and 15, I think, if I'm not mistaken. So, again, just amazing, you know, the celebration of fathers and things like that, you know, and a lot of these young ladies who have these, who are the girls of the dad, the girl dad, they really, I see it on social media, they are really celebrating, you know, their father and men and things like that. But, hey, that's a topic down, you know, on another day and whatever. But again, I think it's very important to, yes, highlight the men. Highlight the women on Mother's Day. Do your thing. But it's Father's Day, I get it. Let's celebrate. Let's celebrate that all the same. But you know what? Since you're down there in New Orleans, I want to kind of do like a little tribute to New Orleans for you, because this is one I usually play this on indie blues and all that jazz Wednesday, but I'm gonna go ahead and play it for you. Of course, you like this song, one of my favorites from Tank and the Bangers. The name of the song is called Black Folk. And, of course, it's featuring the lovely Miss Alex Osley and Masego. You guys keep it locked right here. Of course, it is Throwback Thursday on Solar Records Radio. Keep it locked right here.
Black folks. Black look like a revolution. Look like a family reunion in the park. Black look like it's a different world. Sound like a crawfish boil in New Orleans. Black folk joke around like Martin and got paintings from JJ in the living room. It sounds strong. Look like sacrifice. It be flowers blooming in the summertime. Black sound like old song. Smell like good food. And it tastes like heart disease. But it feels like maize at Jazz Fest. Black sound like something that hurt, like a hard test. Black sound like skin, like something dark. It look like hair, yeah, black sound like rough hair. And good hair, look like history, sound spiritual. Black sound like years, like working, like night. Black sound like money, look like Walmart. Like corner stores, like cash register singing. Black sound like 400 years. Smell like Oprah, impactful like Martin. Look like Cicely Tyson, sing like Nina. Got a ass like Serena. Feel like broken homes in Section 8. Black smell like crack and collard greens. Sounds motivational, feels like church. Look like big Sunday hats and ribbons.
Smile like your mama, eyes like the sun. Beautiful child, oh you're the one. Fly like your daddy, make me so happy. Beautiful child, oh you're the one.
Sound like thick black swinging and sneaky uncle. Look like Tyler Perry making money. Sound like hating, feel frustrated, don't it? Like they don't get it. Like they won't ever get it, huh? Like push your personal feelings of racial injustice so far underneath the carpet that you trip over your own family history. But I love me some black folks. I love the hair grease and the rental fees. The front row seats, the police, the projects, the mustard greens, being late, social security checks, government assistance, bougie, black, looking good, bags of hair, fake press-on nails, rat tail combs, stunning gold chain, gold teeth, black men and big feet. I love me some black folks. For they are the people that were made from the darkest parts of the sky.
Smile like your mama, eyes like the sun. Beautiful child, oh you're the one. Fly like your daddy, make me so happy. Beautiful child, oh you're the one. I'm in a place when I see your face. Must be nostalgia. I'll never forget the day that we met. Beautiful child,
My heart, girl, I'll be there.
Solar Records Radio. Of course, it is Throwback Thursday. And you know what that means? Of course, we have to hook up the old school. You know, we have to hook up that Mac band from 1988, Roses Are Red. I had to hook that up before that from 1985, give you some Minneapolis funk from The Family. Of course, the name of that song is called Screams of Passion. And, of course, I started off the block with a newer song, Tank of the Bangers, representing the 504 down there in New Orleans. Black Folk, I love that song. Love that, featuring Alex Osley and Masego. Again, I usually play that on the Wednesday show, but I had to hook that up since you're down there in the 504. Let's see. You know, I'm going to do this like the news feed. We're going to hand it on over to Wardell and see what he's doing down there in New Orleans. Wardell, what's going on down there, brother?
Hey, I'm in the studio. I'm in the business center here, and it is freezing. It's outside. It's burning up. And so it's an oxymoron is happening here in New Orleans, man. I am like, I come inside, I freeze. I go outside, I burn it up, but it's a blessing to just be, you know, someplace else, like you said. And so I get what you're saying now, Don. I feel it. I'm starting to feel what you're saying. Every once in a while, you need a change of pace and things are different and you have to, you know, start thinking, okay, what you going to do? And just go, whatever you do, just have fun at it. So this is what I'm doing. I'm having fun. I was having some problems here because the computers are shutting down in the business office on me, just threw me out of the show. And so then I had to get my laptop. Dana's helped me. And then a lady came up and she helped me to get online because I couldn't get online. And so it's just all kind of beautiful drama going on because I'm excited because I got my brother, Don Fleming. He's the host of the show today. Thank God for the backbone, right? It is good to have a backbone. It is good to have somebody in your life who will be there for you despite your situation. That way, when it gets dark, you know that you got the light coming. You know, it is a blessing. I tell you, like my daughter, when she comes home, sometimes she comes back in town, and she's in her late 30s, right? She comes home, and she's driving like a two-hour drive from the airport to the house, but I can't sleep until she gets there. And sometimes she doesn't get home until like 2 o'clock in the morning. But that's the reason why I can't sleep is because I know that she's driving in that darkness. And if anything happens to her, I need to be alert and ready to go and make sure she's okay. Because I'm her backbone, right? And so it is it's a beautiful thing. We should not take those things for granted. You know, wherever God has given you, whoever God has given you, whoever your confidant may be or your constituent may be that's blessing you, please make sure that you recognize that, show your appreciation to them for it, rather you just take them out to dinner and say, hey, I just want you to know I appreciate you always being there for me. Mm. And Don Fleming, I owe you dinner because despite the situation, you are always there. And I'm so grateful. I was like, God, can you make the block? He's like, hey, put me back in. I got another song. I'm about to. So it's like he's on top of stuff. I don't have to worry. And so, you know, so this is behind the scenes stuff, but it's real life. And I just want everybody to recognize we all are in this real life together. Don said something so profound yesterday. I've been thinking about it on yesterday's show when he said, when we were talking about politics for just a second, we talked about it yesterday, but we talked about it for a minute. And when Don said we are, you know, it's about team play, and that made me realize, I was like, wow, we are all on one team. We have to stop fighting with each other like we are two different teams. And like, you know, I said, you're going to have your cuckoo birds on your team, but the leaders go and get the cuckoo birds straight. The leaders of the team, that's their job. And if you're not going to lead, then we need to vote you out and get somebody who's there that is going to lead. And that's the steps that when Don said that was perfect, man. We are one team, and we got to remember that. Remember that. It is so important.
Mm.
But anyway, like
you know,
God and
I have a great analogy for that because you know it seems like the crazies are kind of taking over a certain party and things like that. I won't say which, but at the same time, it's almost like if you guys remember the movie Soul Food, it's like remember Uncle Pete. You never saw Uncle Pete. Uncle Pete was in the back room. You know, you gave him his food under put the tray of food outside his door, and then he'd open the door and reach for it or whatever, eat or whatever. He was in his back room because they say Uncle Pete was crazy. Uncle Pete crazy. Think about it now. Imagine Uncle Pete being out and in the open for everybody to see. Now, granted, again, I'm not saying be embarrassed by your relatives, but Uncle Pete's out there. But Uncle Pete, not only Uncle Pete's out there in the open, crazy Uncle Pete, but he's acting as spokesman for the whole family. So that's one of the things that we have to deal with. It seems like we have to get the crazy people out of, you know, people say both sides. Okay, I'll concede to that. I just don't see both sides, you know. But anyway, it is what it is.
Okay.
But I just think both. Go ahead.
This is the thing. This is the thing about the crazies. It's not that they're taking over. It's just that they are the loudest, and so they're the loud. The squeaky wheel gets the oil, and so
policies.
We have,
you know, I think that's almost. You know, I have to push back a little bit because I think when you say you know, the squeaky wheel gets the oil or whatever. I get that. I think when you have people who are able to have, if you are to redistrict areas to where you are choosing your constituents, that's not how a democracy works. When you gerrymander areas, when you're picking districts, I think districts should be independent. There should be some type of independent council that should pick these districts because at the same time, the constituents choose their representative. Now it's gotten so messed up. Representatives are choosing their electorate, their constituents, and it's not. It should be the other way around. And those people are able to promote those policies. You can spread the fear of God. You know, you can scare people and say, oh, welfare queens or whatever words that come out that are buzzwords. Socialism, communism, all of these buzzwords that'll get people triggered. You can say these words about the other opponent at the same time taking their health care, taking their access to hospitals that are in rural areas, you know, taking money out, you know, using those tax dollars for building a military industrial complex, a prison industrial complex, you know, take away programs that reduces recidivism rate. So, again, you know, that's just something that you know gets to me. And we talked about it yesterday. I said I was gonna go ahead and get into it a little bit because you talked about the indictment yesterday, and I said I wanted to get into it a little bit today. We still got time. We got an hour and 20 minutes left, but we're gonna play some music. But one of the beauties of having this show is that Wardell. This is his show. This is my show. We can say whatever the blank we want on, you know, again, without going too crazy. But our opinions are our opinions. Our viewpoints are our viewpoints. And you know, at the same time, we can listen to some music and enjoy. You know, I'm not here to just kind of entertain, you know, people's preconceived notions. I mean, oh, you're just an on-air personality. You should shut up and play music. No, I'm never going to be that guy. And that's one of the reasons why we have the support that we have here, is that we're able to, you know, express our viewpoints on things without being disrespectfully disagreeable. And that's the beauty of having these dialogues, because those type of things exacerbate the need for dialogue. So, but yeah, I'm going to go into the indictment thing probably later on. But I want to go ahead and get back into some music. Wardell, your thoughts, you got anything to say before we go back into this block?
Well, I just want to say thank you to all the listeners. Thanks for hanging out with us today.
And
I'm going to tell you, I'll tell you something that's a secret I'm going to share with you guys. It's not really a secret, but I do want to share something with you guys when we come back from this block that's really important. And I want you guys to, you know, it's about music. And so I want to share something with you guys about my music career. So when we come back, we'll share it after Don do his block or who's doing his block. What we got, Don? I got you.
You know what, okay. Since this is, we're coming up on Father's Day weekend, and this is kind of a father's block, a man's block. So let's start off this block. Let's give you some Minneapolis funk from Mr. Alexander O'Neill. The name of the song you hear in the background is called All True Man. You guys keep it locked right here. It's Throwback Thursday on Solar Records Radio.
Don't you call no other, no, no. Oh,
You're listening to Solar Records Radio. Of course, that block was, you know, somewhat for the men, because it was one of those things that, you know, we're going into Father's Day, we're going into celebrating men, celebrating fathers out there. And let me say this one thing. Let me see if I get Wardell back on. Wardell, are you there, brother? Let me see if you're back in. Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir.
Oh, I just wanted to let me recap the block, and because I did this block, I did this purposely, you know, celebrating men, celebrating Father's Day, and the first song, of course, what I played, what I just played, "Sensitivity" by Ralph Tresvant, is self-explanatory, but let me go back and recap. Started off the block, all true band, Alexander O'Neill. Classic 1991, from 1991, produced by Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis. Give you a little Minneapolis. Of course, he says, "I'm an all true man. When you want a man who's strong and sensitive, anything you need, I'll be willing to give every day and night. I will treat you right. You need an all true man." Pretty self-explanatory. So shout out to Alexander Neal for those words on that song. Second song I played, of course, Change from 1982, one of my favorites from them, especially after, you know, Luther did his thing after Luther left. Post-Luther Change, The Very Best in You, again, 1982 classic. Of course, that song, you know, the correlation with men on that song is that he's able to illustrate, or at least describe his love for a woman. You know, he's willing to appreciate the very best in a woman and things like that. He's willing to give that dialogue and articulate his message to his very special girl. That's one of the things we talk about when we talk about, you know, the men and talk about the fathers. You know, you love your significant other. You have love for your kids and things like that. This is, you know, and again, doesn't necessarily mean just a lover. It means, you know, appreciating the value in women, and it's okay to express that. So that's you know, one of the things I got about it. Not to get too meta, but it is what it is. And, of course, what I just played, Sensitivity, Ralph Tresvant, 1990, his debut album, solo album, of course, after leaving New Edition, and, you know, Stone Cold Gentleman. And this is a great album, if I'm not mistaken, went double platinum. But Sensitivity. It's okay, you know. There's like that taboo, you know. Some may say that it's a taboo in the black community that says men can't express their sensitivity because obviously that's a sign of weakness. Again, I'm not a licensed therapist, but at the same time, you know, we got to get away from those stereotypes and again. Thinking that when men can show their emotion, obviously they're less of a man. And, you know, Ralph was just like, hey, you need a man with sensitivity. Boom, boom, boom. He articulates why, you know, and it's okay. Yeah. Men are supposed to be strong. Men are supposed to be this. Men are supposed to be that. But at the same time, we're human beings. There's a human element to what we do and the emotions that we carry. And it goes the same with women. It goes the same with everybody. Again, we're all humans. And that's one of the reasons why I wanted to kind of showcase this block for fathers. You know, you can be simplistic and say, oh, this is for fathers. But I wanted to go with men, you know. And again, thank you for giving me the opportunity to do this block. And Bogart, your show, man, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, it's all good. I enjoy hearing, you know, the younger generation like yourself talking about, you know, sensitivity and, you know, and honoring and loving and on their ladies and stuff, because, you know, we've heard so much of, you know, from... And I don't want to categorize any particular genre, but we hear a lot of putting down on the ladies and calling them out of their name for quite a while. And that song is kind of an old song, but it still was needed it still represents, you know, some of the men in terms of how they feel about, you know, loving on a woman. And that's important.
Right.
That's important because, you know, all we got to do is think is that, hey, my mom was a woman. You know, you got to think, how would you feel if somebody was beating up or disrespecting or calling your mom out of her name? You know, so we have to, you know, just kind of draw the line at a certain point. And so when I hear you talk about this stuff, it really blesses me. So, yeah, that was good. That was good. Thank you for sharing that.
No problem. What you got for the people?
What I got?
You got a block?
Here we go. Let's get going on Solar Records Radio. Don Fleming and Wardell Potts Jr.
But you wanted my mind. yourself, girl. All is a choking kind. That's all it is. You can kill a man with a bottle of poison or knife. I know you can't better hurt him more to take his pride and run his life. Oh, this is shame, girl. Whatever it is, girl, I surely hope you find. Oh, yeah, I tell you that hat don't fit my head. Oh, this a choking kind. Oh, yeah, it make me wanna. Oh, yeah. Oh, Mr. Sam, when you fall in love again, girl, take a tip from me. Oh, yeah. If you don't like a peach, walk on by the tree. That's what you better do, honey. Find what you want, girl. Keep it. Treat it sweet and kind. Oh, yeah. Oh, let it breathe. Oh, make it the choking kind. Oh, no. Don't break your heart, baby. Oh, no. I know you love me. Really, I do, honey. I tell you. Oh,
My, my, my. What a beautiful song. I mean, I just think that the way Karen sings that song, just so much passion, so much love, so much, just, I mean, she is in it, and it's so good, and I'm just so taken away by her performance. And I never knew, and this is the thing, you never know how someone's life is going to turn out. And Karen and I worked together at AM Records on music.
Mm.
And something happened while we were in the middle of working on a song. I don't know what happened, but she had to leave the state or something. And next time I saw her, it was on TV. And her, you know, her record came out. And so it's just interesting, you know, like one minute I'm thinking, you know, this is another songwriter that I'm going to be working with. Next thing you know, she's a big artist. And so you just never, ever know, you know, how life is going to turn out and stuff. So thank you, Karen, for your passion and for your music. And she ended up working with Babyface in L.A., right?
Yeah,
I think she even married L.A. And so that was, you know, good for her. You know, got her going, and now she's able to, you know, do her gigs. I see that she's on the road a lot of times with some, you know, some of my friends and stuff. You know, the Whisperers.
Yeah, she was married to Terry Lewis. She was married to Terry Lewis at one time.
Yeah. So I'm happy for her. That she, you know, she found a career to sustain her, you know, and so, and whoa, she's got talent. She's got some serious talent.
Oh,
so.
Yeah.
Anyway, but I hope you enjoyed my block. I just was having a good time. I just was going down the list here. And
you took it all the way back. You went, I'll be back. Yeah, anyway, I'll just go ahead.
Yeah, Mr. Jackson. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Just call my name, and I'll be there.
Yeah,
yes.
And Joe Simon. You took it to Joe Simon, yeah, too, man. That was one of my favorites. And I was a big fan of Joe Simon because, you know, the choking kind. My dad would sing that song all the time. And I love the theme from Cleopatra Jones he did. Of course, if you guys remember the movie Cleopatra Jones, the late Tamara Dobson, beautiful, 6'2", just a long legs of dynamite. I just used to love her. But anyway, he did the theme song. He did the theme song to that to Cleopatra Jones. So, but yeah, man, you had to hook up that choking kind. I really like that.
Mm-hmm. I love that song, man. You know, that kind of love, that choke, you got that choking kind of love. You gotta hurt somebody. That's why I love lyrics, man, because sometimes we don't even realize
Joe Simon. And you know, Joe Simon, you know, he had that, to me, you have your raspy voices and things like that. He had that nasally voice that was so soulful. It's almost like he smelled something when he sung, you know. He's like, you know, I mean, it was just, you know, the choking kind was just a, you know, just a masterpiece. And of course, I think he passed away about a year ago, if I'm not mistaken. Definitely, his music and legacy will live on here. We got about another 41 minutes left of the show. Wardell, you taking over? What you got? You got anything? You want me to do it?
You got it. You got it. But I said that I was going to tell you guys something about my career. And so, and what I wanted to share with you guys.
Please.
Yeah. What I wanted to share with you guys is that tomorrow is going to be the release of my first solo album. And so we're going to release a single from the album. And it's called Buckle Up. And it's featuring my friend Phoenix, who's on the radio with us. You know, and if Don, you know, act right, we could give Don on some songs, too. But Phoenix,
if I act right,
you know,
okay.
Yeah. And so it's I hope you guys like it. You'll be able to get it from all the different platforms. I've posted it a few times. Greg's posted it a few times as well, where you can, you know, click on the link and it'll take you and you can, you know, pre-order it or pre-save it. I never heard of pre-save, but that's the new thing, I guess. And so back in the day, we just go buy the record. It was, you know, we just buy the record. So I hope that you guys would support the music and stuff. And this is R&B. I'm also going to do a praise and worship album, where it's more, not necessarily a praise and worship album, but it's more of a Christian-based album, you know. You know, and so that'll be coming out after the secular album. So, and Ingrooves is the distributor company that I'm really blessed to be working with those guys. And so thank you guys for, you know, just taking care of my stuff and getting it out there, getting it into stores around the world. Really appreciate it. So don't forget tomorrow. The name of the album is called Marston Street, M-A-R-S-T-O-N. I'm dedicating it to my childhood friends, you know, who blessed me as a kid all the way up until, you know, we're still friends and we still hang out and we still see each other. And it's just, it's full circle. Now we all grandparents. We're just little kids playing on the street. Now we all grandparents. It's just amazing, you know. And so I want to show my gratitude to my friends and how much I appreciate them. And so there you go. That's what I wanted to share.
Oh, all right. So, guys, be on the lookout for that. We got about another 38 minutes left of the show. Of course, tomorrow, celebrating the legacy of Solar, the artist, music, just the whole, you know, Mr. Griffey, all of that good stuff. But let's go ahead, give you a little taste of tomorrow, giving you some classic Solar from the So Good album, 1984, of course, what you hear in the background, one of my favorites from The Whispers. It's called Some Kind of Lover. You guys keep it locked right here. Of course, it is Throwback Thursday on Solar Records Radio. Let's go.
Thank you. on you, you're taking on me, we're taking on we. Can't stop,
I can't stop.
Like, whoa, yeah, I'm in love, all right.
to Solo Records Radio, of course, from the album Watching Me, Watching You from 1985. These are some of the late great Bill Withers. Of course, Bill Withers had one of those distinctive voices, man. It's just amazing, definitely memorable. His music is going to live long after we're gone, so definitely a timeless classic. Of course, you know, Bill Withers in the 70s, it was all about, you know, who is he and what is he to you, and what was it, Grandma's Hands and Harlem and Lean on Me, and this was one of his comeback albums. Actually, when he did Menagerie, he decided to kind of take a little break until Grover Washington on his Wine Light album in 1980 asked him to do a song. Of course, Just the Two of Us, I mean, blew him up. It was kind of like his comeback thing, but he still sat out a few more years. 1985, came out with the album Watching Me, Watching You. Great album. Oh, yeah, that was the first single from that. Of course, rest in peace to Mr. Bill Withers. Definitely a national treasure. Before that, music from After 7, Can't Stop. Can't Stop from 1990. I love that. And, of course, started off the block. Giving you a little Solar tease for what's coming up tomorrow from the Whispers album. So good. 1984 classic, Some Kind of Lover. I love that song. I love that album. That is a press play album, Wardell. Did you play on that album? I'm a dumb question, but did you play on that album?
Yeah, that was me playing drums, man. You played Some Kind of Lover.
You played
and
drums,
you know,
on that. Nice.
Yeah. And so that album that we did for RCA was the last album that we were doing for RCA Solar was leaving to go to Elektra. And so that album was one of those rushed albums. Let's just go ahead and give them what we owe them so we can go. That wasn't our mentality. That was Dick Griffey's mentality. I need to give them my agreement with them, because he got a lot of money from Elektra and he's ready to take Solar over there. And, you know, but when you look back at it, it's just like it was kind of wrong because RCA is the ones that blew Solar up and got them where they got them. And then all of a sudden it wasn't good enough because somebody else was offering more money. So we ended up over at Electra Solar. But it's kind of a sad reality. When you look back on it, it's like, I don't think that was the right thing. But, you know, we had no say. We were just the mechanics in the shop, right? Creating the music. You know, and Dick was the boss, so you got to do what the boss say did. It's kind of a sad. But, you know, as we got older, we were able to look back and realize what was happening. So I'm glad you liked that album, man. I like it, too.
I love that album, man. It was, you know, very highly slept on. I mean, the title song, So Good, was amazing. I'm surprised that none of those singles were really released on those albums. Was there an actual video, a single release on that album you remember?
That's what I'm saying. It didn't. The album didn't get the love that it should have gotten.
Oh, man. My uncle had that. My uncle, again, you know, it's my uncle's story again. But my uncle had that album also, and he used to have he just bought him like a 1983, 1984 Camaro. It was a Z28. Z28. And it had like, it was black. It had like the gold lining on the bottom of across the doors that said, you know, Z28, like, boom, you know, and it was a T-top convertible. And every time he would pull up to the house, you'd hear that song, or you'd hear, you know, the Gap Band. I'm like, oh, yeah, my uncle's off work today, so he's ready to, you know, to lay it down and watch TV or whatever. But no, man, it was one of those. We had a big household. It was like my grandmother, my granddad, my mother, my mother's brother, which is my uncle, my baby sister, my little brother who was just born. So like 7-8 of us in the house. But yeah, you definitely it's definitely a sense of, you know, when you think about that music, it kind of takes you to a certain place, and it really does. It's not, you're not trying to, you know, be hyperbolic and say, oh, he's just big up in solo because he's there. No, I'm just saying this was my childhood. And again, one of those, you know, the fact that I'm working with you, you are my partner, you were able to be there. You were able to play on these records. You were able to produce and write and all of these things that, you know, you have to Google yourself and find out some of the stuff you did. That's just amazing. And it goes amongst your pedigree and what you've done. So, but anyway. We got, this is all good. We've got about another 18 minutes left of the show. And, again, make sure you tune in tonight. I want to remind you, 7 p.m., actually 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, I'm going to do my, which is weird because I've kind of been hosting this one, but it's all good. I'm glad I have my Throwback Thursday night show, which you got a little bit of a taste of my show, my night show on Wardell's Afternoon Drive. So, just a little, if you like what you're listening to right now, of course, you love Wardell's show, come listen to mine. I know if you guys are in Europe or wherever, I know it's probably like 9 o'clock right now, and then you'll probably be in bed. But, hey, make sure you check out the playback and let me know what you think if you're not able to listen to the show in real time. So I really appreciate those who support the show. And shout out to also on the Solar Records radio page is and I want to play his song, and then I want to come back. But I want to give a shout-out to this brother. Hopefully we can get him on very, very soon. Just an amazing artist. I mean, worked with M2ME and Reggie Lucas and of course, had the lovely Fawaza A.G. Sing backgrounds on some of his music. And just an amazing brother. And, again, hopefully we can get him on. And I think he's in France right now. Doing some tours, but these are the type of artists that, you know, I grew up listening to, loving the music and having the opportunity to talk with them and kind of just for them to share their history. Like, of course, with Wardell, when I first got Wardell on my show, my radio show back home, and Linda Carrier and Jeffrey Daniel and you know, all of these artists. I mean, this is kind of like that icing on the cake of your childhood, having all these people that you admire from a distance because of their great music, to be able to talk with them and have these conversations. And it's like, wow, these are not just wonderful artists. These are wonderful people. But anyway, I want to play this song. I want to give a shout out to my brother, Mark Sedane. Of course, I want to take you back to 1981, one of my favorite songs. And, of course, he's on the Solar Records radio page, so give him some love. Of course, taking you back, 1981, one of my favorite songs. It's called One Way Love Affair. We're going to come right back, but I want you to listen to this and then tell me what you guys think on the page and whatnot. But anyway, keep it locked right here. Of course, it is Throwback Thursday on Solar Records Radio.
So many ways you're going through the motion, ooh, for days, pretending that you're happy, just you and I. You can't have the truth, cause leaving's in your eyes. Ooh. One way love affair, but I'm money man.
a fool. You're cheating and you're stealing, breaking all the rules. I took my chance on love. Pain has begun. Ain't no guarantee when you try to love as one.
One way love,
but I'm the one who cares, baby.
You're listening to Soul Out Records Radio. Of course, I wanted to jump back in. Of course, shout out again. He's on the page. Shout out to Mark Sedan. Of course, that was one of his classics from 1981 from the album One Way Love Affair. Of course, that was the title song. And what a beautiful song. I mean, just an amazing artist. Had a lot of great music. 1 Minute from Love was a great song. I mean. Baby, won't you? I mean, this brother, especially having James Mtume, Reggie Lucas, and, of course, the lovely Miss Tawatha Azy. If you guys remember Tawatha Azy, if you can listen closely, she's singing background on that song. So just an amazing, amazing brother. And hopefully, we can get him on. Hint, hint. But anyway, Wardell, it's almost about that time, man. Man, thank you for letting me host your afternoon drive, man.
Man, it's been amazing. Thank you for the journey. I just enjoy laying back and just listening, you know, to the songs, your story, your feelings about the songs. And, yeah, thank you, man. It was really good. Good music. Really good music today. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. So, and we were excited.
I did talk about. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Go ahead.
No,
we got a little delay, but go ahead.
No, I did. So we already talked about. I think you mentioned tomorrow, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, celebrating the sound of Los Angeles Records. And now, go ahead. What you gonna say?
No, I was. I wanted to. I guess we got a little time. I was just talking about Trump. Just a couple of minutes. This Trump's indictment, man. It's, to me. I just want to say this. I think it sets our attitudes and how we feel about certain people who are guilty of this should go to jail, and certain people who are guilty of this should not go to jail. I think we live in a world where it's okay to really vilify and villainize, I guess that's a word, I think it is, to villainize, you know, poor people and people who don't have the resources where they can buy a team of attorneys or be, you know, with impunity, you know, and I think, you know, and I think that's any country, but, you know, especially in this country, when you say all men are created equal, and, you know, they didn't think about women, they didn't think about people who look like you and me when it came to our melanin. But I just sit back and watch, and I see if I was indicted on 37 counts federally, I would have my black hind parts in handcuffs. Let's just keep it real. But, you know, it's just so amazing to me how much we deify these people. And again, it doesn't matter what side you're on. I mean, I think there was some things with old Billy Jeff, Bill Clinton, that, you know, that I was just like, dude, what are you doing? You know? You should have gotten this for that and this and this and this. But, I mean, what we're seeing right now, because of social media, because all of these things have been amplified to the umpteenth degree, and now we're seeing this in real time as far as, you know, how people feel and the support group that, you know, people have. You know, it's we can love cops, we can respect cops, and say all of these things and think cops can do no wrong until it affects them, because of some of that corrupt and that arrogance affects people who look like you and me or can't afford an attorney or can't afford, you know, they prey on that. So this is something to think about, and I didn't want to get everybody down in the dumps on it, but it was just something that I wanted to just say briefly. But segueing to tonight, great transition, right? But I wanted to say to make sure you tune in tonight, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Throwback Thursday night with yours truly, and hopefully we can get Wardell on. Right, if he's out on Bourbon Street getting wasted. I know you don't drink, but no, it is what it is. But hopefully we'll get him on and hang out with us tonight. So make sure you guys tune in. But anyway, any final thoughts? We got about 7 minutes left.
I guess not. I just want to say how much once again. I just want to say once again to all of, you know, the people that participate in helping us to, you know, run this station. You know, T. Meyer McCain and him and his wife. You know, they do such a wonderful show.
Yes.
They had my friend Vernon Woods was on their show last night at the Christian Talk Show. And I just wanted to know, I'm sure I appreciate their, you know, then on Mondays he preaches. He actually has his ministry on Mondays where he's preaching the Word of God on Monday nights here on Solar Records Radio. And so, and then Don Fleming, like tonight, he'll be doing his throwback. He can't get enough of Throwback Thursday, I think. And so he'll be doing his throwback. He's going to go on my stash because he stayed out of my stash today. So I know he's going to my stash tonight. And so he'll be doing his.
That's a given because I wanted to get like some underground like classics that I haven't played in a long time because I just don't want to feel like every show is going to be repetitive. That's just me.
Right.
I know probably a lot of the listeners may not think that. Some may. But I just wanted to kind of give you songs we haven't heard in a while. You haven't heard All True Man or Roses Are Red or even Brother Mark Sedan. So I just wanted to kind of go in that, go in the stash and play a few songs. I'm going in Wardell's stash. Actually, I went in your stash to play that Whisper song because that's one of my favorites.
Did you? What about Goldie's stash? His stash was amazing.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He had some. As a matter of fact, I took some of his. Oh, rest in peace, Goldie. We definitely forgot about you, brother. And definitely your soul. I mean, what you played on his show, I mean, Goldie Mac's Cosmic Slapshack, what he played, a lot of that funk music, I took some of that. I took some of that and put that in my show. And a little bit of that spirit is in the show. So rest in peace, brother.
Okay.
We're thinking about you. Yeah. We're keeping that legacy alive for you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Guess where I'm going tonight? A seafood buffet diner thing. All about the seafood tonight.
You had me a buffet. And
And so it's a treat, too. I don't have to pay for anything. They're treating us out. And so the company is treating us out. And so we're going to go and have a good time. The company is the company we have our timeshare with. And so this is a VIP weekend for them. They're just taking all their VIPs, treating us all out. So we're excited about that.
Okay.
So
okay,
I'm thinking I'm gonna be full of fish tonight.
Well, enjoy yourself. Guys, we're going to go ahead and wrap it up. Again, make sure you tune in tonight, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and check out Throwback Thursday Night with yours truly. And hopefully Wardell won't be too full after the buffet and hang out with us. But make sure you tune in. But anyway.
I'm
excited
to call in. All right.
Okay. Well,
love you guys. Love everybody.
Have a good one, man. Closing out a little real love. Mr. Lorenzo from 1992, one of my favorite jams. You guys keep it locked. Well, make sure you have a good rest. Enjoy yourself. Have a great Saturday. If you don't get a chance, you get a chance to check out the show tonight. Have a great Thursday. I'm Don Fleming for Wardell Potts Jr. We are out.
Out.